Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's Friday, and it's party time. Welcome to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Time now for 30JK on Blog Talk Radio. 30 minutes with your main man with a master plan. Here he is now, ready for action, Mr. Jason Kelly.
Then you know what time it is. It's time for 30JK on Blog Talk Radio. And my name is indeed Jason Kelly. And the phone number here is 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310. Or you can go online to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. It's JKFX, the number 4, and LIFE, all capital, all one word. Spread the word, and you know that's word. Again, that's JKFX, the number 4, and LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that's word. Let's go old school rolling, everybody. Yeah. How's everybody doing? Thank God it's Friday. And right now it's a great day for 30JK to be on the air, and also a great time to have one of our very, very awesome guests once again come up to the mic and say his say. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You love him. You can't get enough of him. From the Queens, New Yorker on YouTube, and of course, the two shows that bear his name on Ustream. That's right, I'm talking about Jason and Stephanie and the flagship show that made him famous for the last 6 years. Ladies and gentlemen, 30JK Nation, I want you to give it up and welcome back to 30JK, the uber snazzy and jazzy Mr. Jason Tucania.
Thank you very much, Jason Kelly. It's glad to be back on 30JK. Happy Easter to everybody.
And 30JK Nation says the same to you and your faithful, loyal fans and true.
Yep, we are ready to go on this April 3rd, 2015.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you know the number, y'all. Again, it's 347-857-2310. Again, that's 347-857-2310. Right here, right now.
Oh, yeah. So, what's been going on with you?
Brings, Well, everything's cool on a Friday. I just got off work, just having a lot of fun and all that good stuff. Now, I want to know enough about me. Enough about me. It's all about you today. So what do you have to say for this next half hour? The floor is yours. Go on and give it all you got, and don't hold back.
Oh, don't hold back? Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to say that we at the Jason DeCanio Show, the Queens New Yorker from the WJDC Studios in beautiful Oviedo, Florida, we thank all of our supporters and our listeners. Please, please support that Patreon account. We really need your help because with your donations, we can take our shows and make them more popular than what they are. So I'm asking all you 30JK fans out there to please come on over and support the Queens New Yorker, the Jason DeCanio Show, Panda's Book Picks, anything that has to do with me. That Patreon account is going to benefit from your donations.
Cool, 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 cool.
Oh, yeah. That's the first and foremost thing. Second of all, I'd like to say that we're now coming up. We're taking some time off for the Easter season, and we'll be back on Monday for the next podcast of the Jason DeCanio Show. The 111th episode of the Queens New Yorker is currently being edited right now by Mr. Chris Kennedy himself.
TK, and, hey.
Yeah, and he's editing the city of Neponset for us. And in that, you'll hear some great information about that little section on the breakaways. So it should be fun. Yep.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Well, we're slowly closing in on the finishing up of the Rockaways. We're getting there. Everybody's like, can we get done with it? I'm like, in due time, friends, in due time, we will get there. And then once we finish, And once we finish, then we'll, of course, go right back to Astoria and start getting more in-depth and more in-depth of these cities. We could take it to right down to the very person, right down to the very restaurant, you name it. So.
Sure enough, baby.
Mm-hmm. And with Panda's Book Picks,
break it up to Canio. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, I'm on my cell phone. Sorry. What I was trying to say was that with Panda's Book Picks, I'm starting a new book called The 24-Hour Club Customer. And that book basically is primarily telling you that if you are a business or if you, you know, you're always dealing with customers 24 hours a day, whether it's for business or just for personal contact with somebody, you know, these are things you have to take into consideration whatever you're doing in life.
So, right.
That there are customers always doing something with you as far as, you know, a deal or a proposition, an exchange of money back and forth, whatever the case, you have to make sure that that customer is always taken care of. So that's the book I'm primarily
always reading.
Oh, yeah. And that's pretty much what's going on Panda's Book Picks. And you won't see the next episode until I finish the first chapter. So,
man, you are such a hard worker.
I'm keeping busy, you know, every day pretty much. I stay busy, keeping the Facebook group pages going strong with Factor Crap and, you know, and the podcast. And, of course, what we're mainly here to talk about, which is an update on the Cyber Stalker. Yes, which I hope and pray that he will call in to start fessing up to his accusations and his lies, because really, I'm getting really sick and tired of the point of him saying to me, "Well, why didn't he call onto my show, or why can't I call onto his show?" I told him the only way I'm going to debate him is on the 30JK show, because then there's no advantage to neither one of us. It's a neutral host, yourself, even though you've been attacked, you know, that gives him no advantage. It gives me no advantage. It's pretty much a fair and even debate if he wanted to call in right now and start saying what he really felt instead of with stupid insults and comments and bogus articles and everything else about my show and my interaction with Mr. DeMarco. Okay?
Right.
You know?
Now, here's one thing I know for sure, DeCanio. My show, 30JK, is a real show.
That's right.
Because it's on Blog Talk Radio. I've been doing this for like 3 years coming up yet.
Mm-hmm. And my shows are as real as ever because they're on Ustream and YouTube. And even though I don't have a live audience at the time of recording the Queens New Yorker, I still have supporters that are not only subscribed on YouTube, but there's a multitude of subscribers on the Facebook group pages. So it doesn't matter if not they're physically listening, they can watch the show later on.
Yeah, you know, check the archives, right.
Check the archives out. That's why things are archived for that reason. So you can go back and watch them at your convenience. It's not like you have to. It's a mandatory thing for you to tune in. It'd be great if you would like to tune in on that particular time if you've got the free time. But I'm not saying to my viewers and listeners out there that you must, you know, in order to get the full benefit of my show. I'm not forcing anybody to listen at that moment. That's when I'm going to do the show. That's when I have the free time or, you know, the time off from work. Whatever the case, that's why times fluctuate. But I feel that 7 to 10 p.m. is a very good time for a lot of people to tune into the show because 7 to 10, pretty much you're doing something, but you're not really engulfed in it. You know, there's a lot of people multitask. Exactly. And I think that's a very good stretch of time. It's not too late. And, you know, anything later than that, and then, of course, people are going to be heading to bed, or going to work on the overnight if they work overnights. So it just makes for an easier stretch of time. Anything at 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 p.m., I don't expect a lot of people because I know everybody's going to work at that time. Or something like that. So, but getting back to it, this whole thing with the situation between eBay's joke itself, he really needs to stop this stuff because time is running out. And to me, that's hardly because at this moment, that knock on the door is going to happen to him. And what is going to do? Don't ask the question. What the heck comes from? He's been running and complaining. What's he going to do? How's he going to react to this? I think that man is going to have a mental breakdown right there in front of him, 50 cops.
Oh, really?
I really think that time he starts fessing up. We know he's upset at eBay. We know he's upset at PayPal. We know he has a lot of haters out there because he starts shooting his mouth off about harassing everybody. Okay, but the bottom of the barrel is, the overall picture is that this man committed a crime against the hubcap seller. Well, all the hubcap seller wanted to do was legitimately keep his eBay business going. And this man had to, why out of 100,000 top-tier sellers did you have to pick on Mr. DeMarco, fool? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's a plenty of top-rated sellers out there on eBay who would have taken the same treatment from you. They probably wouldn't have fought this guy like Mr. DeMarco is doing, okay? They probably would have took the loss, probably got shut down, and, you know, none of this would ever happen. But unfortunately, you know, the stalker, eBay's a joke, picked the wrong guy to fight. He thought maybe he could team up with him.
So he blackmailed DeMarco and saying, hey, look, if you don't team up with me, I'm going to smear you all over the internet. And so he has done that. And because I side with Mr. DeMarco, again, see, what we're talking about here is the truth. What he would say is, nah, they're doing nothing but lying. They're doing nothing but, you know, come on. All right? The evidence is right there in front of their faces, Jay. Okay? They cannot handle the truth. They wouldn't know how to act in court. They wouldn't know how to react to it if it was right in their face, staring 1 foot in front of their finger. That's how bad it is.
As brilliantly quoted by Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth.
Couldn't have said it better. And the reason being is because they know they're guilty of it. All three of them. The Insane Clown Posse, which I have nicknamed them that, because that's what they... I know it's a band and an artist out there. But these three guys really do fit the Insane Clown Posse by, first of all, hiding their identity when they do videos, using fake names and fake accounts and stealth accounts to get wherever they want to go, okay? Literally, they don't want to tell the truth, okay? And literally, they're looking to scam and fraud everybody they can, shut Mr. DeMarco's eBay account down permanently. They won't rest until that day happens. But here's the thing. Even if that were to happen, Mr. DeMarco can still survive on his own with his brick-and-mortar store, make another account, and get back to top-rated status before he would even know what hit him. What they don't know is that Mr. DeMarco is very fully protected by eBay. And it's not because of the fact that whether he said good things or bad things about them, he really does a good job with his video seminar on YouTube to really help people really succeed on eBay. And that's the bottom line. I would never say anything bad about Mr. DeMarco. I mean, we've had our differences, Jay, okay, about things. And, you know, he's distrusted me, you know, in some ways. He's, like, lost my trust because I've blurted some things out. But overall, we've not really gotten to that point where we've had to disembark on each other, you know, or disband from each other. You know?
Understandable, yeah. Go ahead.
And, again, this eBay is a joke, Charles W. Fitch, Canton, Michigan, okay, once again stalking me, Mr. DeMarco, you, Chris Kennedy, Stephanie, whoever he wants to stalk, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to gather up information against us and to make us look bad. You know, I swear to God, this guy's obsessed with us. But it's getting to the point where I do not like to be stalked. And I would like to know why in the hell he's got to stalk me. What does he aim to get from me that would hurt Mr. DeMarco? All he's going to get is the truth about how he stole all those hubcaps and didn't pay Mr. DeMarco a damn dime. All he's going to get from me is the truth. I'm not going to lie against Mr. DeMarco, whether I'm in the court of law or right.
Because you're under oath.
Exactly, because I'm under oath. But even if the guy was to stand right in front of my face, Charles, you got a serious problem when it comes to that. You had the issues, my friend, not me. I don't feed you. You feed me, okay? You can call me a troll. You can call me a bully. You can call me a stalker, whatever the case. But the bottom line is, Jay, that Charles W. Fitch is a coward, he's a loser, he's a stalker, and he plain out, flat out, hates everybody who don't agree with him. And those are four or five issues he needs to clean up in order to get back into society. Because as far as I'm concerned, anybody who acts like that doesn't belong in society and should not be accepted by anybody. It really, you know, I don't care if the prick hates my guts, but if he wants to attack my channels that have nothing to do with him, and you yourself can even vouch for it, what of the three things or three channels on YouTube I have, does it have anything to do with eBay? No.
No.
No. What about the Facebook groups? Nothing with eBay or PayPal?
No.
No. Okay. So why come after me? Why the heck stalk me? Because I associate with Mr. DeMarco. That is pretty much a sick example stupid example, stupid reason to come after me. Why? I have no idea.
Because, hey, can you hold that thought? Hold that thought, because I got a 732 number on the line right here, so I'm going to get to that right now. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. It's Jason Kelly on 30JK732 on the air, and so are you.
Jay Kelly, this is Chris Kennedy, Jay DeCanio, and Jay Kelly. How are you both?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
How you doing, boss?
CK, what up, man?
How you doing, guys? I am okay, thank you. Happy Easter to you.
Yes, good Friday to you and a happy Easter to you, CK.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Same to you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, Mr. Dr. Sutton, he's not a doctor, he's Public Enemy, actually. My mistake. The Public Enemy has 5 minutes to face the challenge, otherwise he loses. We called it. As a team,
yeah.
We called it.
Yeah. Will the coward please call into the Dirty JK show and start festing up?
Starting immediately, now.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
The number's out there. All he has to do is go to the website, dial it, or if he's too busy with his fake radio show, which is a fake, yeah, he's got a new show called eBay Critic Radio.
that has basically the
same guests on every time. Pete Detweiler and Ed Fathead Coon. That's it. All they do is bash eBay and PayPal. They're a one-sided, biased podcast. They're not a radio show, and nobody knows about them because they block everybody's IPs from coming in. Nobody can call into that show. You don't give out a number. Exactly.
Wow.
The only way to get in there is with a virtual proxy network, of which he himself does too. You know.
I must say, you must be part of that clan. It must be part of his clan, his network of friends, to listen. I think that's my psychology of how his stupid little podcast happens, you know?
Well, there's only two other people that associate with him, and that's Detweiler and Coon. I don't know
that's
anybody
right.
else that actually is on his side or agrees with him, you know, or gives him the time of day. He's pretty much locked because his credibility is shot.
That's right. It's sad that he's digging his own grave in society, you know?
Well, you know, again, it all comes down to choices that this sucker has made. He's made the worst choices possible. I have given him opportunities to make amends with me. I have given him numerous chances to fess up or to even debate me. Okay? But this guy don't want to take the challenge because he knows he's dead wrong. Nothing to hide. If he had the truth in his he would have immediately came back and started spilling his guts. Or at least come up with something that was much more reasonable so we could get his credibility back. Maybe give him respect for it. But if he's not done anything to show or to prove to any of us, nothing. Just a bunch of whiny poop things going on in his brain. He's upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can tell when a guy like that is not telling the truth. You can tell. He gets all defensive. He gets, you know.
You know,
why don't he just come out and say it?
Right. I think
I'd
it
like
would boost
say,
up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go
I'm
ahead,
sorry
Chris.
To interrupt. Oh, thank you, Jay and Jay. Personally,
yeah.
I would like to say that I can tell his style of writing on YouTube, his stupid little comments he makes. It's like he making himself an outcast in society. His words and his style of writing against you, DeCanio, and about us, Jason Kelly, and to myself, and to you, DeCanio. It's sad. It's sickening. I mean,
it really
it's
is.
Sad that he demeans him. He's demeaning himself, really.
Well, the worst part. And the worst part is that he's using you guys' name too as impersonation. Okay.
That's right.
That's even 10 times worse because, you know, your names are your names. And your name is appearing on a website without your consent.
Yeah. I would like
to especially when 30JK is shown as JK30 and it's not that.
Right.
Exactly.
He totally makes
everybody knows me.
Yep.
It says right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And it gets reversed, and the worst parts of it, you know, just seem to just, like, discredit you.
Right. And in my honest opinion, DeCanio, that sort of offends me.
And it should offend you. Look, you guys, at first when this was happening to me and it was already in it, I guess you guys took this too lightly. Now you're finally realizing that, yeah, it's hitting home. Sorry
and
to say it
consequences
hit you
for this.
There is major consequences to this, and I guarantee you, he's not going to like them very much. Okay, but here's the thing. If he keeps talking about, well, I can sue Jason and da-da-da, you got to come down to Florida to do it. If you want to sue Chris Kennedy, you got to go to Jersey to do it. You want to sue Jay Kelly, you got to come to Texas to do it. The bottom
Chucky,
line
you're
is...
you're
not going
to sue me. I'm telling you right now.
That's
you're going to have a hard time doing so.
No, his track record in any court of law in the United States is 0-6. Okay? 0 times.
Right.
I don't deal with that crap. Go ahead.
The judges know that he's full of lies and shit. In my language, but really. Okay? But yet he keeps going in there, like the shot, whining and complaining. And the judge says, yeah, but where are you going with this, Mr. Fitch? You obviously harass and stalk these individuals. You don't seem to care about their privacy, and yet you want to call them out every freaking time. And the bottom line of it is there's no grounds for your actions, and we're not going to grant you what you want.
I'll see. If he tries anything on me, he's getting thrown in jail. End of story. And you know what? We're the victims here. And Chucky and Cyber Stalker, your time has ended. You lost the challenge. End of subject. End of line.
That's
and
right.
Story. I'm speaking on behalf of you, DeCanio, and Jason Kelly. We called it as a team.
We did. And Team Pause, which is where we're all involved with, because I put together Team Pause. We've got everything that he says. I've doxed it, and he don't like it. And he says, well, you're being doxed. I don't care if you dox me. The bottom line is if you read what I wrote back to him, the way a normal person would read it, it would actually mean back off. It would mean back off in every which way, shape, or form. In his case, he's just saying, oh, there goes Jason, tell him more lies, the raving lunatic of Florida, the Oviedo madman. Yeah, I'm labeled as everything. But the bottom line of it is, Charles, you are the cyber stalker of Canton, Michigan, with multiple personality disorder that has the issues, not me.
Well, the Mad Men of America won another battle again, it looks like.
But that's typical of a bully.
Public enemy. Yep.
You know, a bully like him cannot stand being bullied back or being attacked. Can't stand it. Can't handle it.
Yeah.
And that's why he's always getting embarrassed in the Hall of Shame. As Rob Walsh would put it.
And again, friends, I know we're running low on time here, but I will say this. If he stops these attacks on me, I can guarantee him no more attacks back. But it's up to him. It's on his ass every time. I will not stop until the bogus articles down from his website and does not print another damn word about me negatively. If he does that, he won't get attacked.
And take that to Jason DeCanio bully site immediately, right now.
I could sue him for $200,000 for that site.
$200,000. You should get more than that, Jason.
Well, I mean, again, he doesn't like the ChuckFitzScanwood.com site. I don't own that site. Whoever owns that site. But here it is. It's the bottom line. So he starts making websites about everybody who's attacking him because he's a coward. And he wants to prove to a court of law that all of us are bullies. And no, man, we're not bullies, okay? Because in reality world, outside of the computer, we're the nicest people we could possibly be. Everybody
right.
treats us with best respect, and we have friends.
Right.
Something that punk doesn't know what real friends are all about.
You know what? Let me quote something off of Furious 7, y'all. I don't have friends.
Okay.
I have family.
There you go.
Think about it.
Got it.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
I guess
the dude's time is up. Because we are running out of time for 30JK.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are. And thank you for that. I thank you for having me on. And again, this time I didn't kind of like really attack him harshly, but the bottom line of it is I'm not going to deal with his insults unless it's hitting my channel, which it is, and that's the only time I'll attack. Whatever issues he's got with Mr. DeMarco, he needs to take him up with, which he's not doing. So he's coming at me and attacking my channel and threatening it, so I'm going to fight back. There you go.
Right.
There you do it. Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris, Jesse, thanks again for coming in. And anytime you want to join me, you know where to find me.
You guys
have a happy Easter, and we'll see you on the Jason Daniel Show Monday night, 7 o'clock, for the 9:30 portion of Kicked Off with yours truly, 30JK, on my show.
You got it, man.
Jason Kelly. That's right. Sure. Hip. Let's go. You got it. You're the man, TK. Jazzy.
Take it easy.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
TK Kelly and Jay DeCaneo. Take care.
All right. Okay. That does it for 30JK. Man. I hope you had a great day listening to us as much as we did broadcasting it. Next time on the J, we're going to have Cap A, rapper Cap A from Jersey. So you want to check us out. Check us out. We'll check you out, all right? Till then, horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what you people always do. All day, all night, all the time. All right? Much love from the DFW, and it's always important from the Project JKFX 30JK Studios in Louisville, Texas. I say to you in parting, it's a JK thing. Sissy, we gone. Bye for now, friends, and see you on the flip side. Jason Kelly, out.